Commission. And the commission has been appointed by the Inuit Circumpolar Conference to review the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. So I am here to listen to you, to hear what you have to say about the land claim settlement, about the corporations, what benefits the land claim settlement has brought to you, the good things about it, the bad things about it. I want also to have your views about 1991, about the whole question of the sale of shares, because if enough native people sell their shares after 1991, they could lose control of the native corporations and lose control of their land. I want also to know what you think about the whole question of taxation of native corporations' land, because 20 years after the lands have been transferred to the native corporations, they can be taxed. And of course, I want to know what you think about the children born since 1971, whether or not they should be included in the settlement in some way. And all of these issues are connected to the whole question of native self-government or sovereignty, and I'd like to know what you think about that too. Do you want to translate that, William?
Una khani athat Thomas Bergerago khakin kingu nagaluni Alaska Native Review Commission nan una khuk Alaska Native Review Commission nak khani Inuit Circumpolar Conference am khat ICC bikhlo man nakhani yuvris khluku Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act da qailun do khon kutnun тай чималха кайлаюу кутте макууникук лпчникхани кайлунум яртклэр пчник ни чувяакук ум Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act ам тунгиинун дали луни чувяарлуни кайлун макут corporation ат кайлум яртккуутлэр пчник дали лу кайлунум ха act ам хани икаюутлха асилхи хваллассиитлхи Jadi itu ni cukup ya kalau ni kalau melayak terlepas umur 1991 nama King Ogun kani makut share anak pelas hidun yuk ngaris hid. Si nasun rilami kuatun share at kani tun nak kufjiki yuk ngiling utlu am serat pik sagus katkit man nanuna tu toh tamal red tun bijak niluku. Jadi itu ni cukup ya kalau ni kalau num yang terlepas nak makut corporation nak num nanti yui natas hakut king otun tax sariu masyarakat. Jadi itu ni cukup ya kalau ni kalau num yang terlepas nak makut mikir dengan nak kani yuk terlepas 1971 nam king otun. Makut kani mikir dengan 1971 nam king aku nyukut, umun kani kaisun Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act am tunginun ilak sugnas kut. Aku tuhuk ni cuci day ma pik umun watun kasaran timun aktu mat. Jadi kaisun kani tamana
Maybe I could introduce some of the people who came with me. I think you know that this is Jeff Berliner, who is the sound man. He is taking down on tape everything that is said, and it will be typed up, and there will be an official transcript, and the transcript is deposited at the University of Alaska at Fairbanks, But we will send a copy of the transcript to the IRA council here in Akachak. I was trying to think of the Eskimo pronunciation and I decided I wouldn't try it. But when you come forward, if you would give your name and I should tell you that I have been holding these hearings all over Alaska since February. We started back in February and we held the first two hearings at Amonik and Tununik back in February. And we have now held hearings in 20 villages, and this is the 21st village. And we have been to Southeast Alaska. We have been to the Otna region. We've been to many of the villages in along the Yukon River. We've been busy traveling and holding these hearings since February. And we've heard from more than 400 people. More than 400 people have testified on all of the subjects that people, Alaska Native people, are concerned about.
Makut kanh to rasputi gaukarluki pika University of Alaska munkhani tunu machiklini lutu jali igaujngalrit kha pitnik ma avchali tuyu qakh kaulini luni ayak nikhanrumug nikhuk yuinat vilit nunat khwa ulakh tarluki khwatn Testify Ren Kwani Jugnishu, February me, Ayaganishu Lutin, Kwani Imang Army Tunu and Remishu Mukbishu Lutin, Ayaganishan Ramuknin Hook, Damaklin, Alaska Kwani, Usakhtar Luki, Region Nat Kwani Kuyukli Yashu, Dai Masu, 400 Dat U Chipsuki, Jali Sin, Dungin and Kwani, Galakhsusini Lutin.
I think you know Eileen McLean from Barrow. She has been here the last few days helping to organize this hearing. Here she is just walking in with Daley Sambo. And David Case, who's seated over here, the gentleman with the beard, is a well-known legal authority on Native rights in Alaska. And he is the counsel to this commission. He is the legal advisor to the Alaska Native Review Commission. And so if we have any really tough questions tonight, instead of asking me, we can ask him those questions. We just want you to know how pleased we are to be here in Akiachuk on the occasion of this very important meeting you're having. I want to thank you for inviting us to come to hold the hearing here at Akiachuk. We will be holding the hearing this evening, and we'll stay tomorrow and hold the hearings all day tomorrow, if that's what you would like us to do. And we thought that maybe on Saturday we could perhaps go out to some of the fish camps and take some testimony there from some of the people who might not have been able to attend the meetings. The only other thing I want to say is that when I've been to all of these regions and all of these villages, I'm going to write a report about ANCSA, about land claims, based on what you tell me. My report will reflect what you have told me at these hearings about what you think of ANCSA, what you think of land claims, the progress that has been made since 1971, the role of the corporations, The 1991 issues, sovereignty, really, how far you think Alaska Natives have come since 1971, and where do you want to go now? What kind of future do you see for yourselves? And my report will contain recommendations on these subjects, but I can tell you it will be based on what you have told me at these meetings. And I expect that my report will be made public in the summer of 1985, that is next summer, and I will send a copy to every person who testifies at these hearings. I think that's all I need to say.
Berogumi man to honey, chalist kahu. Chalisu inganam Alaska Mihua, mani Doik ping naksam tnihua, tamakun native right and pilakit. Lawyer Axin iluku ingna David K. Sam Katraluni. Chalis kuya lunihua ma with honey. Taif kaujimi ni chugnili yagaluchi kalakhtsakhpchit ata kukhpaknut tan khani khayak nigluni kalakhtsakhpchnik khani chugnichiqniluni unnoqulu ugnakhpak chali kalakhtl to testify yulgaynik chali ni chugnakh kauluni Saturday misu chali imgut khani taschigatlakhut niqlilghni wi talgi chali Utak Tarluki, Tamakuchali, Testifyach Naluki Chali, Picata Sini Luni. Sin Huani, Dos Chalamini, Report Amkakali, Amtaku Chik Sinu, Makut Huani, Testifyach Yut Kalacht Sit Ni Karluki. Chali Su, Chikalacht Chik Recommendation on Pilakai, Tamakuchali. Umioxuki, Sinhoni, Kali Kaktauna Takchiklini Luku. Kaisun 1971 Nahan Ran Bihkan Ran Kunalkun Corporation Natsu Tama Kuchali, Tonihoni, Kali Kamisi Makau Sini Lutin. Chali Sukaisun Chalera Corporation Nam 1991 Nak Manasu Sovereign Timuk Pilaki. Jali su kaisun awaniya kichkani ayu kuchikan kapisil gamakut corporation na jali tama kutkani una iga kali katwa chalaksni keg mikwani takkiuchik niluki 1985 ami jali su tamaskuit nun kalakhtlag nun kwa testify asag nun makutkani report ani
Well, I understand, Mr. Lomak, you're the first witness. So please go ahead, sir.
Kuingakoni William Lomak, Akkiatsogumk. Ukutoni Uyaksukitsumk Mav Taichet. Jalisiskji. Unahani Kuya Alaska Ikeking Alacht Ukutwani Jivlikachatun Ayokanka Pokilan with Chako Tawam Nasun Nuito Kali Kakun Ukut Umhani Nunam Tajiv Lari Kali Kakun Tankaskanka 42 people Amstachi Tau kutsu yukumgat tau jimik. Jiwile kakhtkalutin ataan kshusini luut. Watan ataan ruu wat pifknaat. Tunglani su nasun riskka. Manna kwatan allaih pailgan. Nunat jiwile kanamkhnik jiwksika jagamk tauam ataan kshusutin. Tau na ataan khtin kanakhta malihtakkoh kaulu. Tau kutsiuliam hui manna huani nanguhtshot. Бауав чу аяагаглүд. Уумшу чигэх төгөлгэм нүнаа хармак. Хонг таатаукам чигэглүта укканритаагхгүй тауна чиккиутфут чигэгнилүта. Захааггүйнраяагармак. Ахкутхани чивлэапут маннахот нсих байлган багунанэк кэлхот икут. Маакын хүчжали хүйн айяут жимаалахтау ауаабд ксим ингэд бахгүд яалыгын гатнэм. Аккуоглы макэстн ганлхадун даммааны жали дүмэнга дайи мауиттавд данглалхан галы. Нунамманна хуангүда бигахгүд. Ли дакхгауган хүйн а гунгүхга нунаммиллон жигу. Toinut tan tauna nunavut hankuta piku chatohun liitak nahkuk. Kia pikin naritta. Tauam hankuta nrang nakfiksuku, yung nakfiksuku su pikahput. Kia huatan sikiluta ataanikta kungaitakut maakin laalikin kamak. Toi tauam huinga ataanikta kiskahputukut. Уна уммиоқлартикаақа макутсуцали уммиома нииллэмгу микиллингориортлеқ иггаалнак сайтларнилуук тауна йоқтлеққа иггаалнак сайлнеққанерпак таммаани нунаамак нунанқнарқоқ вангута кингуувкамни Аюқсута нунаавут манна хуинга литакуумаака аваанису калуяан иллоотни ютиуннеорлукитсали киимурсоолутэн атоқсайтлаага таггам куяклуки цали апхтоотарлуки тахат лаалмниллу канэгяа Чивлі агуна чивлі ам таппя таммау максайта. Аттау чу каппяхта гуна хангута юлхбут. Киагу лахчикау. Танг вахтайта нагн акмагн. Хангута таугам танг вахбут. Хангута аулуксугналуку хангутник. Чали магут чаяхачи имку чуксит. Кэлкэлхутситтум тамаакутсали иллуарлуки пиаахаатэн имуутун тууяахаатэн питарлуки мориллкэлхуит нэкат залииллу талууят тамаакутаммай хангута налуннеритаркаугапут хуингаттаахаанук икерлхаатун манна Аюклахка укут иланка уюмусгай танка тавгамчиут мунтингууматаркаугунка агунатиунеккарпут танк сайцаака тавгамуммиоамни амсриитсекук ашох таашахтиккайтти пинанеккумхни залииллуканкута юппихкун канхтаарвигм пичуннайту Юппихкун чали тауна нангангатаркаулуку. Атуурахкаулуку лорлукууллу аулукуумахкаулуни. Маннаюннаксаархутсахаркун тиоқсамихваттава икехтака нунаахармак хангутапимпник чикеглута, чикеглутаа. Имумка апхуммака кооперисн. Corporation now. Chikkiwtid. Doetawam tauna. Daim kwad nang tasillasa. Am tasmanna laati. Hwankuta yum taukku chiwlamta atus huluku. Huingat doetawna chikkiwt hakukkanritaka maani. Nasun rilakchi tamakchi
This is William Lomack, and he's from Akichuk, Alaska, and he thanks you, first of all, for coming into our community, and also to all the people that are present here tonight for in attending this conference. He mentioned that he is in one of the members for the IRE Council, even though he considers himself uneducated, that he sows in the concerns to the council and leads the council in what he had learned. When he first saw the consensus for the community of Akichuk, there were only 42 people listed as its population. They had one leader that was selected. All the villages, the native communities had leaders, and the leader was the people that respected. He does not believe in the land that were supposedly allocated to the people under Anska. He mentioned that all the lands that the Yupik people or the native people in Alaska have used for subsistence purposes are the lands that belong to its occupants. He mentioned that he has traveled over to the Bristol Bay area and also knows where the rivers and the names of the mountains are, and he mentions that the land belongs to the inhabitants of the area, and that when a person dies and is buried, that land belongs to its the people that he left behind. One of the things that he mentioned was that the people in the community should determine their own destinies, and that the outside regulations that come into our area are not the regulations that we adopted in the first place. He also mentioned the afterborns, the 1991 children. He mentioned that these children are part of our people, and they are entitled to the land, even though they're considered afterborns after the Anska was passed. He also mentioned that he welcomes his fellow Yupik people from other areas of the region with open arms, because he knows that if he travels to the other regions of the region, other villages in the region, that he is also welcomed. He mentioned that the traditional laws and customs should be kept alive, and that the communities themselves should establish tribal courts and establish their own laws, so that if any laws that are passed by the communities, then the tribal court should have the power to hear those cases. he mentioned that he is pushing the efforts of the community and the council that consists, well, he mentioned that he pushed the concerns of the council and the community. He mentioned that he does not see the future or how the future will look, but he has an understanding of how our children would be after. Well, he mentions that he does not see the future but understands what the future might look like after. After what the decisions that are made from today's. He mentions that even though the corporations have selected lands, those lands were already ours, that our ancestors left those lands for our use, and he does not recognize the boundaries that were established under the selection of these corporate lands. He mentions that that all the lands that our people had used in the past for traditional use, subsistence sites, that those lands are the land of our people. He mentions also that what he had mentioned tonight is what he has seen and heard. And he mentioned that that he has other things to say, but these people that will be testifying will bring some of those concerns out.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Mr. Berger, I think one of the things that he was trying to emphasize, the fact is that with these acts and laws that are being passed today and the events that have occurred since the passage of those activities, I think he's referring from the purchase of Alaska to the present activities that the Native people have to deal with, that there is great uncertainty because of those, because he has seen the destruction of those activities to the Native people, and that's what he was trying to emphasize by bringing up those very subjects.
We'll just regard that as an addendum to the translation?
Yes.
For the record, we'll treat that as an addendum to the translation and as part of Mr. Lomax's testimony. Mr. Joe Lomax.
Ja kertomimunga Jolomekaulo. Tosu Martin Sanka Hasam Nika. Makutiuta. Makutstuna. Kasatstuna Jokun Rilamta. Watna Moris Krita. Kalika Tako Koluku page to page be uit. Watna Apaitnika. Kalika Tako Koluku Vrilla Guluki Nkangnaklukutsa. Kasigimitangimu mikantus kumkni kasatus kulrit kanakpaka kasating kumanga. Kanoyut niksu apahtoga kumanga nipaischagal tapifkang nakl tapituskut. Takkunap fikkam tuunut tanu sivili onika kanoyutu nailu niksu atkaluta. Tuossa tämä kutte juuriaan kapahtoit laajat kutte. Ahtakalukujum kahlaa tämän vastakalukujum.
Joel Omack from Akichuk. Joe mentioned that our ancestors never had to look up or write anything down in order to do things. He said these things that need, well, these things that people need to survive on was passed down by word of mouth to include traditional laws, values, and ways of life. He mentioned that their elders used to meet with the men in the Qazghiq and talk to them about traditional laws, values, and ways of life. He mentioned that that when they were talked to by the elders, that those people that were there in the building used to keep quiet and listen to what these elders were saying. He mentioned that if any one of them had made some kind of noise and was distracting the meeting, that the elders used to say that that person was not wise, or that he didn't learn what he was taught. He also mentioned that when religion came around, that the council usually consist of the church members, and that those council were the ones that enforced the laws. During those meetings in the Kazakhs, that their elders used to teach them the values in some ways that he mentioned that they taught them leadership also. Eventually, the ways of life for the Yupik people comes from the parents. He also mentions that he has traveled to Nome and other parts of the areas and had met Indian people, that he had met people that cannot speak the English language, but they had more knowledge than those that were educated and had known and made recommendations to those meetings. He also mentioned that when he was in the National Guards, that they were taught how to navigate with compass and map. Our elders had taught them to use the stars and the winds and from where the weather was blowing to navigate in the tundra. Without compass, they had traveled to their destinations. He mentioned that when he was training with the National Guards, that he had one of the officers and the sergeant traveling with them with a compass that they had gotten lost, but he had got them back to where their destination was from what he had learned from his elders. He also mentioned that when the schools were built in our region, that those buildings had no insulation in them, and in many cases those buildings were not painted. He also mentioned that he had helped out in those schools as a maintenance person and had worked with those teachers that had come to our communities. He also mentioned that a lot of things that he learned were from the elders, not just from one community, but also from the other communities that he had visited. He mentioned that during the AFN convention this past winter, that 1991 was discussed. It seemed to him that people were trying to scare him with this 1991. But he mentions that the corporations, if the village corporations exist after 1991, that they can exist with good management. He also mentioned that selling of the shares by some of the people, that the native people will lose control in those corporations. And he also mentioned that by selling off the shares, the land that was selected by the village corporations, by selling the shares, would in a sense be sold off, or it will grow smaller. He also mentioned that in the Kazakhs, where they were talked to by the elders, that those elders had mentioned that if people work together, that they will survive and be stronger united. He mentioned that there are other people that also need to testify, and this is where he stopped.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Lomax. Mr. Ivan?
Paul Ivan.
Oh, sorry.